CPR 59 for the week ending October 28th, 2011. Broadcasting from my gun-turned high-top Rancho Del Waldo in the great southwestern wasteland, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio!
piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down. Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Hey, these kids today, we're so much better than the kids from yesterday. Hey, hear what they say. This generation's here to stay. These kids today.
Fucking nowhere.
But I ain't coming back. Oh, dear.
Well, I'm Bill Haley and the Thomas too. And as it plays on, know the band is true. Cruising down a freeway in a Cadillac wheel.
Looking now, but I ain't coming back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Broadcasting from his gun turret, high atop Rancho Del Waldo, it's Uncle Waldo.
Well, howdy, howdy out there, campers. How the hell y'all doing? Welcome on back to show number 59 of Campground Pirate Radio. I'm glad to have you on back. Hey, and I want to wish you an early happy Halloween out there for all you little creepy campers. So I'm going to try doing something different for this Halloween show. Yeah, this one. Now, I did all the creepy horror stuff last year. That was cool. That was fine. But I didn't want to repeat myself. So what I'm going to do this year, I'm going to try and stuff as much music into this show as I possibly can. I think, at last count, we had 32 songs. Yeah, some are maybe about like a minute and a half long. But we got more damn music shoved into this show than any show I've done in the past. So let's get back into the featured music from all those kind bands and people to send their music on in. We got some more Perms. I got some more Red Hill Ramblers over here. We got Ruthless Ones. We got another one from Vicky and the Vengeance. But let's kick it off from a band I really dig, the Mission Creeps Monster.
Yeah. right now.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadavi.
DVD ships by or before December 6th. Available for pre-order at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. Makes the perfect holiday gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We are in complete control.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
all you get to me and forgive you for what you've done. Don't ever extract from me the stupid things you've done. I plan my life alone, stumble through the unknown. I took your hand to find out your world was upside down.
Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. At this point, Occupy Wall Street has stretched into its second month, and supporters around the country and over the oceans have joined in support of these folks, demanding their own personal bailout from the government. For those who can't be there because they have, like, jobs and kids and stuff, it's become popular on the Facebook to take a picture of yourself holding up a sign, telling your hard luck story, and signing off, I am the 99%. Well, as memes go, it's pretty tame, and some of the stories are actually interesting. I can certainly relate, having just lost my good-paying corporate job with benefits and 3 weeks of paid vacation, and now I have two part-time gigs, no benefits, and no paid time off. It sucks, but them's the breaks. However, a new meme has just popped up, prompted by the sign one very lucky trust fund baby held up down at the Zuccotti Park encampment. Her sign said, essentially, that she had a great big trust fund, and it was just too much money for her to use, even spending all her time sipping fair trade lattes and buying obscure B-sides on vinyl at the indie record shop. So she asked to be taxed more. Taxed more. On money that was already taxed when the fools who set it aside for her actually earned it, which apparently kept them too busy to teach her the value of anything, like labor or thrift, or even money itself. See, what pisses me off is, she's so fucking lazy, she can't even be bothered to find something decent to do with all that extra money she doesn't know what to do with. That she's actually asking the government to take it from her. Talk about apathy. Is this what my generation has become? For fuck's sake, if you're so hot to pay down the national debt or finance the 8 or 9 wars Obama is currently running these days, cut a check to the Treasury. They're always accepting checks. There's even an address. You can even designate what you want to pay for. Maybe they'll even do you the honor of writing your name on the next missile they use to blow up American citizens overseas without any due process. Or you could get off your lazy ass and find something positive and useful and beneficial to your fellow human beings in your own community to write that check to. God forbid you actually expend any effort beyond what it took to sharpie up some cardboard and maybe put in a day's work at the local shelter or food bank, or even just go sit in a chair at a blood drive. No, it would be enough to earn my respect if you just write the check and help one of those local independent nonprofits, like the animal shelter where I work, who actually make your town better. Maybe they could put some of their volunteers on staff, or move someone to full-time, like me, so they can get benefits. Or maybe build a new facility. These are things your tax money will never do. Those organizations depend on donations. Donations you could give them. But you stupid 1% trust fund hipsters who say you stand with the 99%, you'd rather it get swallowed up in the gaping maw of Moloch's money pit to no positive benefit to anybody except the very people and institutions responsible for the mess you're supposedly protesting. Well, as one of the 99%, I can say that I think I speak for many of us when I say, get bent.
Somebody.
a guy who makes a system made. Let me try to take a look at your senses. Must you become a continuous time? Run up and on, you have it fun. You ain't going nowhere. You got no chance to see who?
No way, who?
You gotta hear me.
No way, who?
You gotta hear me. I know you're fine.
If I say something, well, that you don't like, well, just think about it, 'cause I may be right. Well, if I say something, just hear me out, 'cause I just might know what I'm talking about. If I say something, well, I mean what I say, 'cause my words have been.
You sit to pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Goodbye, we'll never bury alive.
I don't wanna kiss you, I don't wanna touch. I don't wanna see you cause I don't miss you that much. About the way things used to be, knowing you're with him is driving me crazy. Sometimes I phone you when I know you're not lonely, but I always disconnected in time. There's no action.
The Sons of Hercules and Angry Girl Use. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out one more time and joining me. I hope you had a lot of fun. I sure as hell did. Hey, listen, if you want to hear your music played here, send me a WAV, MP3, or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. If you want to follow some of the off-show madness, join us over on Facebook. We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans. And you can check me out on Twitter. I'm at Uncle Waldo. Hey, do me a favor. If you like the show, go over to the Campground Pirate Radio page on iTunes. Down at the bottom, you can leave a review. Now, like I said, we're only taking 5-star reviews right now. Later on, we'll take the 2, 3, and 4s. But right now, we're just taking 5-star reviews. So if you'd like to leave one, maybe say a little something, I'd be most grateful. Hey, also, if you'd like to help the show out, go over to campgroundpirateradio.com. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see a little bar that says, Buy Waldo a Beer. For just a couple of bucks a month, you can help pay for the music, the upkeep of the equipment, and basically keep me in beer and ammunition. So before I take off into that western sunset and go scare some little trick-or-treaters, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Y'all have a happy Halloween. I'll catch you next week. I'm gonna leave you with some fish.
Hey! Peace.
Bye-bye.
soldier of chalk does collect some atom. Thoughts follow my vision and dance in the sun. All my mess could strict as they could slowly undone. Can't just wait till I'm old, can I live while I'm young?
There's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.